could Liz's all-time favorite war hero be a fake?
Lucille, the world needs heroes. And Connor Gecko is the genuine article, a living legend.
Well, I'm just not so sure, Liz.
What?
Stay tuned. It's time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
Only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
Hi, and welcome to Kids Corner.
Oh, it was absolutely incredible.
In case you can't tell, Liz is very excited.
Shells rained down all around him, and yet he still kept coming.
And with good reason.
He was the bravest lizard in the entire army.
Liz is telling Lucille all about Connor Gecko, the hero of the Great Snake War nearly 80 years ago. Lucille is working at the Terrarium Gazette, the local newspaper, as a junior reporter. She has been assigned to do an article on Connor for the paper, while Liz has been asked by the town council to prepare a dramatic presentation commemorating Connor's great feat at High Fang Ridge. It's an amazing story, especially the way Liz tells it.
And so, despite being wounded and the retreat of his entire company,
yeah,
in the face of overwhelming odds and unbelievable danger to himself, Lieutenant Connor Gecko marched into the fray. He single-handedly knocked out a snake battery, capturing 12 snake soldiers in the process and paving the way for a resounding victory.
You sure know a lot about him, Liz.
Are you kidding? He's my idol.
Idol, Liz?
Well, maybe not idol, but, well, you know what I mean, Grandpa, my hero. He was the greatest lizard that ever lived in this town, or ever will live here.
Where did you get all your information from?
His biography, see?
The Connor Gecko story by his son, Horace Gecko.
I've only read it about 50 times. I got everything I told you from it.
So Horace is Granny Gecko's father, right?
Right. I remember him from when I was a boy.
Really?
Along with Granny's farm, he used to own a soda shop in town. Talked about his father all the time.
Wow. Where's Horace now?
Well, he died. Not long after Granny was born, in fact.
Oh, sad.
Granny was raised by her Grandpa Connor. He ended up selling the soda shop, but kept the farm, even after they moved away.
So, why did they move?
Nobody knows. One morning, they just up and left. Rumor had it that he got tired of talking about the war and what happened to him. Which is understandable, I guess.
Sure. But I'd still love to know what he was feeling and thinking at the time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you and me both.
Well, you'll be able to ask him for yourselves when you visit him this afternoon.
Oh, I can't believe it. We're really going to meet him?
That's right.
And he's really coming back here to live with Granny?
Mm-hmm. I can't believe he's really still alive.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the town leaders are honoring Connor's bravery by making his birthday a local holiday. I suppose you have to show up for that sort of thing.
Oh, Connor's the greatest. I'm going to make this the best dramatic presentation ever.
You know, Liz, it's nice to have heroes. But there's such a thing as taking it too far.
Oh, now,
Connor Gecko is just a lizard like the rest of us.
Well, a lizard, maybe, but like the rest of us? Huh, never.
Well, come on, Liz. We need to get to the newspaper before we go to Granny's. My editor has some questions for me to ask Connor.
Okay, I'm right behind you, Lucille. See you, Grandpa.
See you later.
Bye.
At the paper, Lucille went over the questions from her editor while Liz searched the paper's archives for more information on Connor. Then, Lucille's editor walked up.
Lucille?
Oh, hi, Mr. Hyde. Liz and I were just getting ready to meet with Connor.
Well, you might want to check out this note before you go.
No?
It was left on my desk. No one saw who left it there.
Oh, my.
What? What does it say, Lucille?
No, just one sentence. Connor Gecko is a fraud.
What? How dare they write something like that?
Why would someone do this, Mr. Hyde?
Oh.
I don't have an answer for you, Lucille, except that there are always people out there who can't stand someone else's success.
Weirdos,
Liz.
Look, Lucille, I don't like to tell my reporters how to write their stories or conduct their interviews, but I strongly suggest that you ask Connor about this.
No, you can't.
Liz, hush.
But,
Liz,
Use your discretion, yes. Lucille.
Okay.
I trust your judgment.
At Granny's farm, both Liz and Lucille experienced a dream come true, especially Liz. The young lizard sat at the foot of the old lizard's wheelchair and stared at him with worshipful eyes as Lucille asked her questions. Connor answered when he could, but Granny actually did most of the talking due to Connor's advanced years. But that didn't matter to Liz.
I just can't believe you were so brave, Mr. Gecko.
Please, call me Connor.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't do anything, really.
Oh, you only made it possible for all of us to be here. You're too modest, Mr. Connor.
Thank you, Liz, but I'm really not.
Oh, yes, you are, Granddad. And Liz is your biggest fan.
I loved your biography. It's my favorite book.
And it's all true, just as my father wrote it.
Oh, wow.
Look, there's something I'd like to say about all of this. Something very important.
I'm back from town, Mr. Gecko, and I have your medicine. I'm sorry. I didn't realize you had guests.
Oh, that's just all right, Clive. Liz, Lucille, this is my granddad's caretaker, Clive.
Hello. Hi, Clive.
And Lucille here is interviewing Granddad for the newspaper.
Oh, how exciting. Forgive me for interrupting.
Oh, no need to apologize. I just have one last question.
Lucille?
What?
You don't have one last question.
Oh, yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Liz.
What is it, Lucille?
It's nothing, Granny. She gets this way sometimes when she's hungry. Come on, Lucille. Let's go.
Just cut it out, okay?
Ask your question, young lady.
Oh, no.
Well, Mr. Gecko, just before I came here, I got this note about you.
Oh, boy.
Let me see that, Lucille, please. Granddad has trouble reading.
What does it say?
Nothing. Granddad.
Well, it obviously says something.
Oh, well, nothing really important. Clive, please take Granddad to his room. He needs his medicine and his rest.
No.
Right away, Clive.
Yes, ma'am.
Let go. No, Clive, I want to know what the note says. Take me back.
Back at the newspaper offices, Lucille was organizing her story when Grandpa Anoli walked up.
Hi, Lucille.
Oh, hi, Grandpa. What are you doing here?
I came to see how the interview went. Sounds like it didn't go too well.
Oh, it wasn't enough, I guess.
Liz came to see me afterwards. He said you were pretty rude to Connor about the note.
I was just trying to do my job. I wasn't rude. I didn't have a chance to be.
What do you mean?
I just tried to ask Connor about the note, but Granny had Connor's caretaker take him away before he could even read it.
Really?
I guess Liz just didn't tell you about that part, huh?
No, he didn't.
And there was something, I don't know, weird about the way Granny controlled the conversation. And in the way she reacted to the note. I've never seen Granny act that way before.
Well, I think she's just trying to protect her grandfather, Lucille.
Yeah, I guess so.
Lucille?
Oh, hi, Mr. Hyde.
We got another note.
What?
What?
Same situation. No one saw who delivered it.
But there's more this time. Connor Gecko is a fake.
Right.
Check the rank.
Any idea what that last part means?
No.
The rank. I think I might know.
Oh.
It could mean to check Connor's rank in the army.
I wonder if there's any way to check it. I mean, the Great Snake War was a long time ago.
Nearly 80 years.
I may know of a way. I'll make a few calls.
The way Grandpa spoke of was to call the LVGSWA, or the Lizard Veterans of the Great Snake War Association.
I see. Okay, thanks, buddy.
So?
What's the verdict?
Strange. They've all certainly heard of Connor, but there's no record of him ever receiving Lieutenant's bars. In fact, there's no record of Lieutenant Gecko serving in the Army, period.
What?
Now, it doesn't mean he didn't serve.
Oh.
You know, their files from the Great Snake War are far from complete.
Right.
It's just that there's no record of it.
Odd.
Very odd.
What do you think, Lucille?
I think we have to have another conversation with Connor.
Lucille went back out to Granny's farm, but the closest she could get to Connor was his granddaughter and Liz, who was still at Granny's house. Neither he nor Granny were very pleased about the lack of records on Connor.
I can't believe this. And I can't believe you're still on it, Lucille.
Well, I am, Liz, so get over it.
Oh.
Granny, do you know why there is no record of Connor serving?
Well, obviously, the LVGSWA just doesn't keep very good records.
Obviously.
Or at least it didn't 80 years ago.
It doesn't change the fact that Connor is a hero.
That's
I didn't
right.
say it did, Liz.
Then why do you keep bringing it up? I thought we'd settled this and that you understood it.
I do. And once again, I'm not trying to insult Connor or his accomplishments.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
right.
just trying to get to the truth.
And the truth is what's written in my grandfather's biography, Lucille.
And any truly patriotic lizard can see it plain as day.
Mm-hmm. Liz.
Look, Lucille, I think you should leave.
Leave? So what, you're kicking me out of Granny's house?
Well,
perhaps, Lucille, it would be best if you left.
See?
You're kicking me out? Granny?
I don't want you to think of it that way. It's just the tempers are flaring, and I think we all need to just cool down. And we can talk later. Again, all right?
Lucille headed to Grandpa Anoli's farm to discuss this latest turn of events.
There's something not right here.
Oh, you could say that again.
I mean, it's certainly possible that the records were simply lost or not kept.
Mm.
But you think an event as well known as Connor's accomplishments would be well documented.
Right. And what about the notes?
Mm-hmm.
Who keeps writing them? And Liz is acting downright goofy about Connor.
Yeah, I think I need to have a little talk with Liz about
mm-hmm.
that. Excuse me, Lucille. Hello? Hi, Mr. Hyde. Yeah, she's right here. It's for you, Lucille.
Thanks, Grandpa. Hi, Mr. Hyde. I was going to call you about the interview.
That's the reason I called you, Lucille. I just got a call from the mayor about this.
The mayor?
The mayor?
He called me because Granny Gecko just called him.
Uh-oh, what'd she say?
Basically, she reminded the mayor that Connor is a very important lizard.
Mm-hmm.
Important enough to have a local holiday in his honor.
Mm-hmm.
She said she wouldn't stand by and see her grandfather's good name smeared.
I'm not trying to smear his name.
I know, but there's more. The mayor also related Granny's thinly veiled threat to contact our advertisers. People who stand to make a lot of money off of Connor Gecko Day. And have them withdraw their advertising.
Oh boy. Okay, Mr. Hyde, I get the message. I'll stop digging and write the legend of Connor Gecko instead of the truth.
That's not the message I'm sending. This still sounds like a good story to me.
You mean, you still want me to keep pursuing it?
That's your decision, but I'll back you if you do.
I just don't get why they don't want to know the truth.
Well, the possibility exists that there is no truth.
Hmm?
The notes could just be a prank.
The only way to know for sure is to find the person who wrote them, and I don't know how we could do that.
Wait a minute. Maybe there is a way. Meet me here at the newspaper as soon as you can.
Grandpa drove Lucille back to the newspaper offices. Once there, the editor led them to the basement and a room marked security. The room had several small TV monitors and a guard trying to watch them all. The editor asked the guard lizard to play the tapes from the time the notes were delivered. The lizard guard immediately punched some buttons on his board.
I forgot all about this system. Lizardtronics installed it last year. Supposed to be state-of-the-art. Cameras everywhere, including the elevators in the lobby.
Here you go, Mr. Hyde.
Thanks, Sam. Nothing so far, just the usual folks coming in and out.
Oh, wait, stop!
What is it, Lucy?
Do you recognize someone?
Yes, that man there, it's Clive.
Who?
Connor's caretaker, and look at his hand.
Well, I'll be. It's one of the notes.
Lucille went back to Granny's house yet again, and this time Grandpa Anoli went with her. They rang the doorbell, and Clive answered.
May I help you? Hello again.
Just the person I wanted to talk to.
Oh, who is it, Clive? Oh, Lucille.
You're back again?
Don't be rude, Liz.
Well, sorry, Grandpa, but Lucille is the rude one, and I hope you've come here to make her apologize.
Oh, I'm not apologizing, Liz.
Oh.
Then there really is nothing more for us to say, Lucille.
That's okay, Granny. I'm not here to talk to you. I'm here to talk to Clive.
What?
Clive?
Me?
Yes, I'd like to know why you wrote the note.
What?
Now, just a moment. I didn't...
We have you on videotape, Clive. Security cameras at the newspaper. You're delivering the notes.
What? Clive, you wrote those notes?
No, I didn't.
Grandpa just said you're on tape.
That's right.
Why did you write them, Clive?
Delivering them, yes. But I didn't write them.
Well, then who did?
I did.
What?
Granddad.
Mr. Gecko?
Yes, young lady. I wrote the notes. I'm a fraud.
Well, what do you mean you're a fraud, Mr. Gecko?
Just that, Liz. I'm not the lizard you think I am. I'm a fake.
Oh, Granddad, you're just tired. You need rest. Clive, can you take him back to his room?
No. I don't need rest.
Oh, yes, you do.
I don't want to go back to my room.
Now, Granddad.
And the only thing I'm tired of is living a lie.
No, Granddad.
No. I need to tell this.
Tell what, Mr. Gecko?
The truth. During the Great Snake War, the trenches were filled with young lizards, most of whom had never left home before. At the Battle of Parsley Sprig, I was in one of those trenches at the end of the line. I wish I could tell you that I felt brave, but the truth is, I was terrified. Pandemonium broke out as the snakes launched an all-out assault. Everyone panicked. The captain gave the orders to charge. All my buddies rushed forward into the smoke and dust, but not me. I ran in the opposite direction. I don't know how long I ran. Seemed like forever. Finally, I stopped. I was lost and out of touch. I wandered around for hours. It was getting dark. The smoke was still heavy, and I couldn't see very well, and I accidentally stumbled into a ravine, toppling end over end. At the bottom of the ravine, I scraped across the fence post and cut my arm. I got up and staggered on, bleeding. I didn't know it at the time, but I lost my dog tags in the fall. Finally, morning came. I was cold and hungry and weak. I came across an abandoned knapsack and found a fresh shirt in it. A lieutenant's shirt. I put it on. I felt so bad about running. I knew I had to make my way back to my own lines to get medical attention and to confess that I ran. I moved on, but I hadn't gotten very far when I stumbled into another hole. But this time when I looked up, I was staring 12 snakes in the face. I thought I was done for. All I could think to do was point my weapon at them and scream. To my surprise, the snakes all dropped their weapons and surrendered. Turns out, they didn't have any ammunition. Not only that, but what I didn't know is that after I ran, the tide of the battle changed and the lizard forces actually won. Those snakes were expecting to be captured. Just then, a whole bunch of lizard troops appeared out of nowhere.
What's your name, son?
Connor Gecko, sir. I was so weak from hunger, lack of sleep, and loss of blood that I passed out. I woke up 2 days later in the hospital with several officers and reporters standing around my bed.
This is our hero, gentlemen, Lieutenant Connor Gecko, the only one of his company to survive the big push. He single-handedly knocked out a snake nest and captured 12 snakes despite being wounded. His brave actions on the battlefield will go down in history.
I tried to tell everyone what really happened and that I wasn't a hero, but no one would listen. The newspapers had already printed the story by the time I got out of the hospital.
Oh, Granddaddy.
I thought if I just kept a low profile, people would soon forget, and so could I. But then your father took up the gauntlet. At first, I tried to stop him, but he looked at me with such admiration.
Yeah.
I didn't want to tarnish his image of me.
So you thought it would be harmless to let him believe what he wanted to believe?
Yes. But when he got older, he started publicizing it and then wrote that book. I tried to get him to stop, but he wouldn't. After the book ran its cycle, I again hoped the story would just die down and go away. And it did.
Until this whole holiday thing got started.
Yes. I knew I had to somehow put a stop to it once and for all.
Oh, Granddad. I had no idea.
I know you didn't, honey. I'm sorry. I never meant to hurt you. I just wanted my kids to think this old lizard was something special.
Oh, Granddad, I'm the one who's sorry. I should have listened to you. I like the fame the story brought us. But you don't have to be a war hero for me to think you're something special. I love you.
And I love you, too.
Wait a minute. No.
Liz.
No, Lucille.
Come on.
I don't believe this. I don't believe any of this. You put them all up to
this. Oh, wait a minute, Liz.
No, it wasn't me.
No, Liz.
Now you have to be a hero, Connor. You just have to.
Oh, I'm sorry, Liz. I'm so sorry.
No, I can't believe this. I won't believe it. I won't!
Liz! Oh, I better go after him.
Yeah, you better.
Grandpa found Liz in the loft of the old barn.
Liz, you all right?
Why did he have to do it, Grandpa? Why did Connor have to wreck everything? I mean, what would it have hurt to keep quiet and stay a hero to everybody? Doesn't the world need heroes?
No, Connor couldn't live with the lie any longer, Liz. He felt he had a duty to the truth.
Truth.
I know it doesn't seem like it right now, but the truth is more important than heroes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry this had to happen, Liz.
Yeah.
But I hope you see now why we shouldn't idolize someone here on this earth. We're all imperfect creatures. The Bible says everyone has sinned. No one measures up to God's glory. Even the very best of us. Even Connor.
I know.
There's only one person who's truly worthy of hero worship, and that person is Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus never sinned, and Jesus always measured up to God's glory. That's part of the reason why God told us not to worship idols. The only one we should worship, ever, is Him.
I understand, Grandpa. Mm-hmm. I know you're right. I just wish we didn't have to ruin the story about Terrarium's greatest hero.
We don't have to ruin it.
Lucille.
What do you mean?
Well, Connor may not have done everything that the book says he did, but he was still pretty brave. He didn't have to return to his lines. He could have run away again when he came across the snakes.
That's right.
And he did bring them all in. Mm-hmm. You're always telling us, Grandpa, that heroic acts don't always happen like they do on TV or in the movies, right?
That's right, Lucille.
Besides, I think what Connor is doing right now, after all these years, is pretty courageous, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess it is. Oh, Lucille, I'm really sorry for the way I treated you.
That's okay, Liz. I always agreed with you that we do need heroes, but real heroes, not super lizards.
Yeah.
That's what I think I should write.
Me too.
Me three. So what are you waiting for? Get writing.
Yeah, hey.
Psalm 15 has a great description of the type of people we should look up to. Among other things, they should be people who do what is right, who speak the truth and don't tell lies about others, people who do no wrong to their neighbors and always keep their promises, and people who honor those who serve the Lord. Does this describe the people you look up to? If not, you should look for different heroes. And better yet, like Grandpa said, the best hero you can ever have is Jesus.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Liz and Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
KidsCorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've
been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/KidsCornerRadio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Phil Lawler. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.